just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. You're listening to To the Max.
To the Max.
Only on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. I am so sorry we're starting late. Everybody, this is Max Tucci, your host, and you're listening to the Max. We have our New Year, New You series. The reason why we're starting late is we're talking about going mobile into the future, into technology. I was trying to get this system up in the studio. I'm away on the road. My studio shut down to the fact that I have no internet service, so I can't even get onto the internet. But thanks to T-Mobile, I'm here on my mobile phone, recording, reporting, doing my show live from Florida. This is the best show going to be because it's a new you. It's a new show. Here we go. And I've got to tell you, it's January 11th, 2009. We're starting a little bit late, but better late than never, because now is the time that we are going to change your lives. Thanks to my friend Michelle and everyone at Aerospace Gym. I've got Michael coming on. He's going to tell us everything that y'all need to know about what's going on how to change your body. So now's the time to do it. It's a new year. It's a new you. It's 2009. New Year's resolution, my friends. Let's get it going. I'm sorry we're late, but again, better late than never. We're going to change your world, and I've got Michael on the line right now. Michael, the boxing god of the century, what's going on?
How you doing, Max? I'm doing great. Thank you for the introduction. That is great.
Well, you know what? This has been my craziest show. I'm literally sitting right now in my Mini Cooper convertible in Florida on my cell phone because there was no wireless service. But you know what? We've got to get through to people. And this just shows that persistence does pay off. So on that note, I want to talk to you, my friend, and what you're doing and how you started this gym and where you came from. You are a medium weight boxer. You won some titles. What's up, man? Tell me the story.
Oh, man, it's so long ago. It's almost like I feel like we were destined to make this happen. Like, all roads pointed to boxing. My father was a boxer. I went through the amateur ranks. I went through the professional ranks. I ended up retiring with an eye injury, and you know, it's like, what do you do next? It's not like I could easily go to law school or medical school, but we made the transition into fitness, and as much as out of necessity, as well as it was something that I really enjoyed. It's a very healthy business. And then, you know, along my travels, working through the gyms in New York City, you know, the concept and the idea of my love was to open up a boxing gym, but something a little bit different. And it happened upon the co-owner, my partner, Leila Fazel. She was taking my class. She was Dean Schrager, one of the, I think he was the top hotel, like boutique designer in the world. And he's still at the top of his game, opening up many great hotels throughout the world. And, you know, she's coming from that background. It's very high concept, real sleek and unique type of hotels that she was heading up and helping him build. And, you know, it fit me perfectly. So she came in and she came with this concept to do this real sleek looking boxing gym, no spit buckets, no bleeding allowed, and just having a good time and getting in the greatest shape ever.
And doing it amazingly, man. Now, you know, I came to your gym, all right, and I was like, I'm going to do this eventually. And I saw you all, because this is the first gym. Now, this gym is in New York. It's called Aerospace, everybody. You can check them out online. What is it, aerospacenyc.com?
Exactly, aerospacenyc.com.
And now, this is the gym, everybody, where it's like the ultimate gym if you fear gyms, because there is no equipment except for there's a boxing ring, there's some jump ropes and gloves and some punching bags. So it's the kind of gym that, you know, if you're scared to go to the gym or if you don't want to go to the gym, this is the place to go. And there are some amazing bodies walking in and walking out of there. And the reason why I'm saying this is because I had the pleasure to go by with my girl, Michelle, and she totally told me about the ropes of this place, no pun intended. So I walked in there. The colors are black, red, and white. My grandmother was there. And we were like, holy shit, this is no joke. These people are really doing their thing with jump roping. So why don't you tell me a little bit about, you know, the whole jump roping thing and how good it is for you.
Yeah, it really is. It's like mainlining right to the heart, your cardio. It's an incredible cardiovascular workout. But one of the things we do, we more or less take it, it's past boxing. It's past, like, it's beyond boxing. It's beyond, like, what your average fitness program would be. Like you said, there are no cardio theater, no, like, heavy weights and all the rest of that kind of stuff that kind of burden and distract you. It's about using your mind. The trainers and everything that we do there are very creative. And you know what we treat people like? We treat people like they're athletes, like they're real boxers training for a fight, or real football players, basketball players. We get into their mind. We try to help them, take them to the next point, and go a little bit further. I think that's kind of the way fitness is going in the future. And Michelle Heary of Esther, yeah, she recognized that. And our blessings to her for hooking us up together with you, Max. I really appreciate it.
Absolutely. You know, now, like, listen, I have a saying, change doesn't change until you change, right?
Exactly.
And now let me, speaking of change, let me just tell all your callers out there, call in. The number here is 323-203-0815, 203-0815, area code 323. Call in from an unblocked number, and I want to hear your New Year's resolutions, because, you know, this has become a series, body, mind, and spirit. So tonight we're starting with your body, everybody, and this is the place to be to the max right now, because your body is what, I guess, why don't you, you know, what do people call you? People call you, you have a nickname, I know, right?
Well, my fight nickname was Silk, but some people have been known as me Body Daddy, you know.
All right. So, but people know you as that, right? As Mr. Fancy Footsteps. So, you know what? Call in with your body questions if you want more information on the gym, because now's the time. Wouldn't you say? People always procrastinate. January is a perfect time to start. New York is cold. There's no place to be like in a hot gym. And it's a fly gym you guys got there. Tell me about that gym and when you opened the doors.
Yeah, when we opened the doors, it was really slick and something that is so uniquely New York. It has never been seen before. You go to boxing gyms, and usually, like, your average boxing gym, and you'll see, you know, it's really sweaty and dirty and dank and all the rest of that stuff, and the equipment isn't very well kept. And if you go to your fitness clubs, it's full of cardio theaters and machines and what have you. It's an open space. It has this kind of like space age look to it the openness, the clean lines, the way it was designed, the architecture, which was done by Layla's husband, John Letter. We have this airplane hangar door, so you hit the button and it opens up and it attaches two spaces together. We have private little rooms called Aero Pods where people can go in and do one-on-ones with this life-size image on a screen. The bathrooms are...
No, Michelle had showed that to me. So basically, like I start, because I'm always late. And I'm surprised, you know, I'm like, I'm always running late. Tonight, obviously, the show started late, but it just happened. So if people are late because they have other things going on, you guys set up like this virtual room, right? So you can be part of the class, but on your own.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's, you know, the videos really, they get into the mindset, which is very important. I know you're going to be doing a mind, kind of like spiritual session as well in this series you're doing. But that's what athletics is really about. It's like tapping into the person's mind as well as their body. And that's where what we try to do. We try to get people 100% of everything. So whether it's, like, you would think more meditation would be good for the mind, but sometimes what's good for the mind is this really, like, high adrenaline charged workout, and you're able to forget for that hour or half an hour what is really burdening you, and then you can reapproach that problem with a whole new outlook. And, you know, and so, yeah, it is about the body beautiful. Like, when you work out, you want to get the results. You want to have that healthy heart. But at the same time, you're really, really helping your mind. You're feeling better about yourself.
Right. Now, you have not 1 ounce of fat, my man. So, you know, for you to say, you know, wow, hold on. You know what I want to talk about real quick? What are the ages that people can be to come to the gym? Because I know, you know, some people, I started going to the gym when I was 13 years old. Do you recommend that, and do you welcome that to your gym?
You know, we have kids that come to the gym, and people that come in that are like 12 or 13, and they want to learn boxing, not for the boxing itself, but just for the fitness benefits, because fitness in New York City and a lot of urban cities just isn't an option. You don't get to go outside and play. The school system doesn't have it anymore. So they'll send them to our gym, they'll work out, and then we get up to, you know, in the 70s. You know, a lot of people have knee injuries and issues like that, and boxing and our other forms of workout are not hard on the knees. So it's a beautiful option, and at the same time, it's an unending amount of challenges you have when you take on a real sport. And I got to say about that 0% body fat you're talking about that I have.
Man, you are like so
fit. I could be in Florida.
I work in that gym.
You should come to New York.
You know, I'm coming back to New York, but you know what? Why don't you tell them? Have your callers call in. People, call in tonight because we're here. Listen, we're here for just a little bit. Our phone number here is 323-203-0815 here at LA Talk Radio. That's the studio there. There's going to be a Lamborghini driving by me right now, so you're going to hear that. There it goes. Anyway, my friends, call us because we're here. And I know there was a buzz around the gym today. You know, I had some people, I had Michelle, she actually goes, there was some buzz at the gym. We want your calls because we want your testimonies because this gym is revolutionary. It's such a change in how you're going to look at physical exercise, how you're going to look at taking care of your body, and how basically you're going to conform your body into a body that you're happy with. And, you know, is that fair to say you're happy with? Because there are people who are obese and they're happy. You know what I mean? So how do you work on someone who comes in and they're overweight and they're happy about it, but they want to get fit? Does that make sense?
No, it absolutely does. I think one of the most interesting things about when you take on somebody who, when we call them deconditioned, they haven't really gotten off the couch and fitness isn't a part of their life, is you take on, and each day and each time they come in, they're learning something different and they're going to the next level. It's like a book. I mean, if you turn a page, you turn a chapter, it's the same thing. Eventually, it's monotonous. You're going to put it down. And that's what's going to happen with the treadmill. You know, you're going to be on the same thing, running on the same treadmill. You're not going anywhere. Well, with a program that involves your mind, you really get a chance to grow and experience and learn about yourself. And then it's kind of like a drama. You're turning a page. You turn the page of the book. There's a new part in the movie. There's, you know, it's the hook in the song. You know, verse, 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 chorus, hook. And you know, something's happening. So it's not this static workout. It's a lot of fun. It's challenging to the mind. And it's addictive. And once you get fitness as an addiction, then you've got a good addiction. That's when you've got it good. That's what you want.
You know, like a food addiction.
Is the time to use.
It is. And when it comes to food addiction, you know, I say this, because I was watching today some 450-pound kid who was like 17 years old. It comes to a point, people, put the fork down. You know what I'm saying? It's like enough of the eating, enough of the bullshit. Get yourself together, because when you get to a certain weight, it becomes so unhealthy, and then diabetes comes into effect and all these different, you know, awful diseases. So why put your body through that when you can go to Aerospace in New York? Now, are you going to have other locations, or is New York your only location?
Well, we're looking at a couple of other locations, actually, down in the South Beach area, as well as in L.A. We've been people have approached us in terms of doing something even across the pond. But right now, our focus really is on turning Aerospace into that one hot spot in New York City, New York's energy source. We do have a small Aerospace in Ian Schrager's Gramercy Park Hotel. And right now, we do, like, DVDs, fitness DVDs. And they're different. I mean, people right now, they're rated amongst the top fitness videos going. And I think once people get a real sense of those workouts, they'll find out what they really have to do to make change. You know, one of our best things, I think, is CTBS. And you just said it yourself, cut the bullshit. It's like, you know, some of these machines and that they have and they have you exercising with, they're really ineffective. And if anything, they're just like hangers for your clothes, or they clutter up space. It's really about using your body, your mind, keeping it creative, keeping it challenging, and how do you motivate people? That's what it is.
Well, speaking
people,
of motivation, You know, I saw you work, and it's nice because when people come to your classes, I was just observing that day, but I observed quickly. And it's like when people, I guess, were slipping a little bit, you were like their motivational coach, and you got up in their ear, and you were just making them move even faster and faster. You know, so it's different because it's you're like almost a one-on-one trainer, but with a class.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, and it's nice to have that because a lot of people don't have that option, you know, where they can afford a personal trainer. Okay. And I know that your classes, what do your classes usually run? What are the rates for your classes?
Boy, they really vary, but I would say usually a day pass is $40, and which is very expensive, but what they get here is something that they're not going to get anywhere else in the world. I mean, the level of conditioning and training that goes into mm-hmm. it, you're just not going to find anywhere else.
Now, let me tell you real quick. We got a caller on, so caller, you're live on To The Max. Is this? Hello, caller, are you there? All right. So I guess when the call comes on, we'll speak to them. But it's amazing when I saw you, and it was nice because, like you were saying, you know, people come in, and if you don't feel comfortable, then, what's the point of going to a gym? And your gym, I felt really comfortable in because there wasn't the intimidation that the gyms have with, like, those muscle heads and all those, you know, people. Yeah. You even got some hot celebrities coming to your gym. Can you give us a scoop on who some of your celebrities are?
Oh, man. Well, we recently had Adriana Lima and Dalton Close. They were two top Victoria's Secret angels. We have, the list doesn't end. Thank God for that. Josh Hartnett, Jane Krakowski.
Us Weekly magazine, man. Paparazzi's going to start just hanging outside in front of your gym. Now, speaking of that, is your gym located right now, the one that you have in New York City?
Yeah, that one's located on 13th Street between Hudson and 13th Street and Hudson. It's right there between 8th Avenue.
Now, the nice thing is that I drove in that night from Connecticut, and there was parking right out front, so there's no excuse that you can't find parking. There was parking right on 13th Street because I went to the Monday night class that I was observing, and it was an amazing class. And my girl Michelle, everyone from Asprey, check out Asprey.com. If you have any purchases for anyone, what's coming right around Valentine's Day? Check out Asprey. I got to give them a little plug. But Michelle hooked this up, and it was just amazing. Now, I want you guys to call in. Don't feel intimidated because we're two cool people you can talk to. So the number here is 323-203-0815. And call in. Give us your questions. We're here for you, for tonight, for a new you, for a new year, for body, mind, and spirit on To The Max. I've got my boy on, Michael, right now. How do you pronounce your last name?
It's Olajide, O-L-A-J-I-D-E. So
it's and now, Olajide. What is your nationality? Where are you from?
That's actually Nigerian. I was born in Liverpool, England, but that is a Nigerian last name. Yeah, Yoruba. It's the tribe in Nigeria.
Now, you guys, when you go on aerospacenyc.com, you're going to see Michael, and he's wearing a patch on his eye. And, you know, it's not a fashion statement, even though it looks like, you know, you're hardcore and you're ready to go. But you actually got knocked in your eye, didn't you?
Oh, yeah. There's very few places you can get hit in boxing, and I always got it in the eye for some reason. It always a knuckle to the eye, and eventually it just wears out. I had lost vision in the eye, but I was able to, turn it into a positive. It helped me to get out of the game early, that's for sure. Because you stick around too long, and it ends up going deeper than superficial and affects the brain. And I know I may have a little brain damage, but not as much as I would have had if I stuck around.
Now, you know, I got to tell you, my grandmother, she's 83 years old. She came with me that night to go see the class. And she was so inspired by your class. She had the jumping rope. She was jump roping. She was shadow boxing. She looked like she... was that not hysterical?
Amazing.
And she's 83. You know, so you can be any age.
Yes.
So now, any age, man. She's 83. What is the youngest person you have right now that you know of in your class?
The youngest person we have right now is 12 or 13. But I have to say, your grandmother, I mean, it shocked me. Her energy, her love of life, I mean, that kind of stuff. If you could bottle that and sell it to people, I mean, that's priceless. It really is. That energy comes from more than just her love of fitness. It's her love of life, right? I mean,
yeah.
That's, wow.
Well, she's a yoga teacher, you know.
Ah, okay.
So she's a yoga teacher. So in fairness, she's fit. You know what I mean? So she knows what she's doing, and she's agile, and she can do her thing. But man, this is incredible because I can't wait to get back to New York. You know, I'm here in Florida. One of the reasons I came was my friend Melky got married, and then I was going to the center down here for health and wellness center. And I got some acupuncture done. So the reason why I got that done was, you know, for the show, you know, coming up show, because we're going to be doing the mind and spirit next week and acupuncture. So I came down here to get that done, and I can't wait to get back up to New York because I'm going to do one of your classes.
All right.
It's been funny. Because Michelle was telling me, she's like, are you going to do one of his classes? And I was like, I was a little intimidated when I first got there. And Michelle, you're listening, call in 323-203-0815, because I know she has an amazing testimony. I know some of you listeners out there might be a little thrown off because the show had a different intro because I started a little bit late, but we're here for you. I mean, we can talk all night. You and I, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But
I'm down with that.
Now listen, have you ever boxed Sugar Ray?
I never fought Sugar Ray. We knew each other, know each other well, and in fact, I was scheduled to fight Marvin Hagler. I was the number one middleweight contender in the world. Marvin Hagler had the world title. Sugar Ray was in retirement, and Sugar Ray came out of retirement and fought Marvin Hagler. So I lost that big. The opportunity to get that big, really, like, defining fight. And Sugar Ray fought Hagler and ended up winning the undisputed middleweight title. And but Sugar Ray and I never fought. We were always one fight away from fighting one another, but it never happened. And maybe I'm
wrong. Well, listen, you know, Sugar Ray staying at my house in Italy, and this coming year in 2009. So if you want to get that match on, it would be comical to have you meet him there, and you guys can do a boxing match in Florence, Italy.
Okay. Well, you know what? Now I try it. Now he's maybe about 50, I think. So yeah.
Yeah, he's good. Film. He's good to get a whooping, right?
I'll try it.
Oh
now.
Man.
Yeah.
So now listen. Before boxing, like what? Because people come in, so the routine that you offer at the gym is a lot of cardio, right?
Yes.
Do you do any nutrition side, like an aftercare program to help people once they leave the gym to, you know, become nutritionally correct with themselves as well? Do you offer anything like that?
For those people that are interested, we do lead them in the right direction. Generally, what fitness is about, I mean, nutrition is a huge part of fitness. I mean, it's about portion control, obviously. So you have to take the initiative and cut the portions. And then as natural as you can eat, the better. The less preservatives you can have, the better. Now, if you're cutting down your portions naturally, it's like it's, you know, what's going into your body. If there are less calories going in, obviously, you know, you can't feed the muscle to gain more weight. And if you're doing an increasingly difficult cardiovascular program, and you're going to be burning calories, you know, you're going to lose the weight. It's real simple math unless you have some real medical condition that doesn't allow you to lose weight. And that's probably less than, you know, 0.1% of the population has those kind of problems. So there really isn't any excuse for anybody to lose weight. Maybe with the exception of convenience, you know, but even then, convenience, I think that where there's a will, there's a way. It can be done. You just got to want it.
That's the truth. Now, what are some of the most dramatic changes you've seen at your gym, body-wise, physical-wise?
Boy. Well, there's one gentleman named Vinny, and he's from Bulgaria, I believe. He lost an amazing amount of weight. I mean, he looks like a whole new person. I mean, it's incredible. He brought his pants in one day, and you could have put two of them in those pants, maybe even two and a half, okay? He was, now, he, I mean, it's incredible. He even has, like, abs. But, I mean, it does take a strong, like, abdominal, the definition is crazy on him. And I think that comes from having a strong mind, a strong constitution as well, because denying yourself things that you're used to and that you've had for your whole life is never easy. So you need to get to that mindset. The mindset of an athlete and say, I'm going to do this. I'm going to, you know, I'm going to change myself. As you're saying, I'm going to make that change.
Change doesn't change until you change, right?
Exactly.
Change does not change until you change.
Yep.
So now, you know, there's people who want to change, but they don't live in New York. Or they don't live in L.A., or they don't live in a metropolitan city. You guys, like you were mentioning, have those DVDs. Now, can they purchase your DVDs on your website?
They can get them online at aerospacenyc.com, and if they go under shop, there's a little thing there, the option to shop, and it'll have those DVDs down. And they really are the most effective workouts. The thing is, they're so potent that you have to take them bit by bit. You can't do them, you can't get,
you know what? We got a caller on the line. So, caller, you're live onto the Max. Who's this?
Hey, Max. It's Michelle.
Hey, Michelle. You're live with Michael and Max onto the Max, and you are one of Michael's guinea pigs, aren't you?
I don't know how anyone could tell. You only mentioned it like four times.
Well, because, you know what? I've got to give you the credit, Michael. Michelle is really the one. You know, she. I love when someone has passion in a physical activity and in health. And Michelle has so much passion in aerospace. You know, so when she brought me the idea for this show, she really didn't know what it was going to stem. And, you know, it's like we had to get this through and stuff was trying to stop us. But Michelle has shown me with persistence a lot of things can pay off. So, you know, we got this show going. And who better person, what a better testimony than to have Michelle on. So, Michelle, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Where's Cherub?
Cherub is in Dubai.
Oh, okay.
So she'll be back next week. Cherub is my co-host, everyone, for 2009. Michelle and I, she's my girl, so she knows some things behind the scenes, what goes on into the Max. But Michelle brought me there, brought me to aerospace. Check out aerospacenyc.com. And she really is, you're the spokesperson, babe, for this show. For the show, for the gym. You know, we're going to get these DVDs to Oprah because Michelle believes that, you know, Michael is so amazing that he can transform anybody. And we're going to get the DVDs to Oprah, you know. And Michelle, what do you have to say? What's your testimony about the gym?
Well, first of all, hi, Michael.
Hey, Michelle. And, you know, Michelle and I have been in negotiation about this. But this Union Jack ring that Aspen is going to give to me. What were we talking about that recently?
The reason why I wanted you to have him on the show is because if I can do it, anybody can do it. Because I'm telling you, I didn't even know how to jump rope at all. And I think if you ask any of the members, they probably would say very similar things. I mean, what Michael is able to teach us to do is amazing. And then we're able to work out, you know, more intensely than we would, you know, with one-on-one with a trainer at an Equinox or something like that. But there's so many really terrific members that they do so much more than I can do. But they're just all really dedicated, and they've all learned because he's an amazing teacher and coach and friend.
Yeah, no, it was amazing. And you know what really, Michelle, I'll tell you, because I've been to a lot of gyms. I started when I was little, 13 years old, going to gyms, and my sister was always into gyms. You know, yeah. And what was nice about
Nikki's got to try it.
Even Grandma Letty's going to come and do this. You know what I'm talking about? But, and we'll bring Oprah's ass there, too. She'll be jumping on those ropes like you can't believe. But she will put in the boxing ring with Gail. But the thing is this, is that Letty, you know, was inspired by this, too, because, you know, when you go to a gym, you have the intimidation of all those musclehead and beefhead and all those dicky people running around. You know, all that crap. Like, you don't want that when you're on a mission to succeed your body and bring it into a condition where you become healthy and happy. And this place is like, it's got such a Zen balance to it. When you walk in, you feel, you don't feel like you're in a gym. You feel like you're in a community and everyone's there helping each other. And then Michael comes around and, you know, I was watching some people slip a little bit and he was right in their ear supporting them. So it was more like, you know, like you're working out with a group of friends and everyone knows everyone there. And they all welcome, you know, like I was my first night there and Michelle, everyone was like, why aren't you doing the class? And everyone knew that you weren't in the class. You know what I mean? So it was really, you guys are like a really close knit of people, of friends. Would you say that's the truth?
Well, yeah, no, definitely.
We were like a family.
Yeah,
yeah,
you're a big family
down
there.
That's because
Michelle,
Michael,
what do you have to say about that?
Michael puts this group torture together, so we become very family-like. we rely on each other to get through it.
No, you do, and you know what? It's interesting, because when I saw that Michelle wasn't in the class, and everyone was asking her, why aren't you in the class? It was like, you know what, that's nice, because gyms, they're not like that. You know what I mean? It's like people don't care if you're there or not. So it was really, it was a nice community that you set up there on 13th Street.
Thank you. I think that it's interesting, the personalities that gravitate towards you, but you love it because, I mean, it all really just fits together. It creates this, like, beautiful, like, you know, they call New York, you know, what's that, like that mixed soup. And that's exactly what it is. You get a whole bunch of everybody from walks of life, men, women, you know.
You know what? Let me interrupt you real quick. Because, Michelle, hold on. We got another caller. You're live on To The Max. Who's this?
This is Rena.
Hi, Rena. You're live with Michael and Max on To The Max. What's going on?
I just wanted to call and say hi, Michael, and thanks so much for an amazing workout yesterday. I'm still in pain.
You're still in pain. Is it a good pain, though, Rena?
Oh, it's unbelievable. And I just had to call and say that, you know, aerospace is just the most incredible place. I just, you know, I'm a former runner, and I never thought that I would find another sport that was, you know, equally as interesting or, you know, equally beneficial. And I found something that's more beneficial. And, you know, living in New York, it's, you know, everyone has so little time to get everything done, and our workouts are so focused, and it's just, I can achieve more going to aerospace 3 days a week than I can going to any other gym and working out on the treadmill and working out with a trainer. Everyone at aerospace is so dedicated and devoted to taking you to your next level. And I just totally believe in their vision, in Layla and Michael's vision, and everyone's, Shedrick.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Wow. Michael, what do you have to say to that testimony?
You know, sometimes you're there and you're so tight in it, you don't really hear and feel that kind of stuff. So, Rena, I thank you so much because, you know, we love it and I know we just nurture it and dedicated to it, and I'm so glad
you're welcome.
That
you guys,
you guys deserve it.
You guys work so hard, and it's, you know, you make it look effortless, and we couldn't appreciate it more. It's it's my favorite place to be. So thanks so much, you guys.
Thank you.
Well, thank you, Rena, for calling. I know that this is like an infomercial, man, for aerospace. We're like, we need a spokesperson here. We need products. We need the whole thing. I feel like we should be on QVC right now selling the videos. That's
I
want
to see everyone. I always bring, you know, friends from all around the world to the gym because I think it should be everywhere in the world. I think everyone should know about it. I don't think anyone should be deprived of that most incredible workout.
Wow, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have a good night.
Thank you, Rena, for calling.
Thanks, Rena. Hopefully you see you tomorrow.
Care. Bye, guys.
Hey, Rena, you going to show up to tomorrow's class, Rena?
Oh, my gosh, of course.
All right. That's all we need to know. You'll be there tomorrow.
Okay.
So you see, commit, right? Commit to fit.
When everyone else is doing those double turns nonstop, we'll give you a pass. That was such a great passion. Thank you.
Now you've got fancy for. Thanks again, Rena, for calling in and thanks for that great testimony.
You're
man.
Welcome, guys.
But,
have
a great night. All right, good night. But Michael, man, I saw you jump rope, and I have never seen anyone jump rope faster in my life than you. How many, what do you call them, reps? How many reps do you even get in a minute?
Boy, I think, it depends on what kind of mode. We have different speeds. We have, a basic speed, and we have one that's ultra slow, but it really works the quads and glutes. And then we have one that we call, an aero speed, and that's just, full out as fast as you can go. And some people just, I mean, it's crazy what they're able to do. They can get their heart rate up, their resting heart rate down to what a professional competitive athlete does. I mean, if you're an everyday individual that's going to go in there and, sit there in the boardroom or sitting there and they're negotiating deals for people, whatever, they're painters, they're artists, and, they have, their constitution, what's happening inside, they have, the heart of athletes. And that's a beautiful thing. That's what you want. So yeah, we push them like a professional athlete would be pushed, and they get the benefits of the athlete, yet they're still able to go on their everyday lives and have fun. Enjoy it.
Yeah. No, people do have fun, and I do see the smiles there, and I do see, we're speaking to some people, and they were really, really they're like, you don't even know what this place has done to me. And you can see it, you can see it when they smile. People usually go into a gym, they dread going in, but people love going to aerospace. Michelle can't rave about it. Rena just, she's like, can't wait to go tomorrow. So whatever you've bottled up and you've put into effect, you plug them everywhere. I know we want to, I was telling you the other night, we want to put one in Connecticut, in Greenwich. But we do. You should be the addiction, for gyms. You should forget Tybo, forget Lipo, forget all that other shit. You need aerospace, right? We need them. You need to be on QVC selling your stuff because America, there was that video, what is it, Fat America, Big Size, Super Size. We're surrounded by shitty food, by preservatives, hormones, all antibiotics and food, all this stuff, it's destroying us. And you come up with this natural way to bring our body to the place that it should be. So,
Max, here's the other thing too, Max. We put all these things into our bodies through food, just through what we ingest and through what we take in through the air. And our body it's like an engine, and it needs to burn out. It needs to you need to take it to the max. You need to push your body, and you need to clean out the pipes. You know what I mean? And good cardiovascular exercise does that. It gets your blood pumping, gets your mind working. You challenge your mind.
And it gets your body fit.
Yeah, exactly.
I got to tell you, unfortunately, because we started a little bit late, we've almost been on for about 40 minutes now. So it's been an amazing show. I'm definitely going to have you back on because, unfortunately, I had that whole thing tonight with Kinko's and everything got messed up. But I was supposed to be in the studio there because I'm on the road. But I'm glad we got through to people. If you were listening, now's the time to change. Change doesn't change until you change. AerospaceNYC.com. Go to MaxTucci.com for more information or directly to AerospaceNYC.com. That's what's going to help you change if you're ready. Persistence is what got this show going tonight. It's what Michael offers at his classes. I thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. And I really hope you come on in the future again. And, next time we'll do when you're in L.A., I'll invite you to the studio. How does that sound?
That sounds great. I'm looking forward to it.
All right. So is there anything you want to tell people real quick before we wrap this up?
I really have nothing to say, but, get fit, not hit. Come through the aerospace, and if you can't come through the aerospace, hit us on the website, pick up a DVD and a jump rope, and get in a change for your life.
And you know what? You're the only place to do it. I can't wait to have you back on in the future. Everyone, new year, new you, body, mind, and spirit for this month. Next week, Cherub is back from Dubai. Michael, the boxing god. Check them out, aerospacenyc.com. I'm going to plug it for the rest of this month. buy the DVDs, get your ass fit, stop, put the fork down, and just do your thing, and now's the time. So, Michael, thank you so much for being on the show. Everyone, thank you so much, Michael. I really appreciate it. I'm sorry that there was a delay, but we're here, and the word got out. So that's all that we can do, right, my friend?
Thank you, Max. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you to everybody who listened, and you know what I mean? Give yourself a fighting chance, that's all.
That's right. So remember, everyone, Michael, stay on the line because they're going to help me wrap this show up. In life, what you got to do, change doesn't change until you change. Now's the time to be fit. Commit to fit. Commit to Aerospace NYC. If you can't make it to New York, get the DVDs. Everyone, and take your body. Where are we taking it? To the max? Let's tell them, Michael. Take your body to the max. We're out of here, everyone. Wrap it up, Sam. I'm out of here. Everyone, see you next week with Chairman To the Max on LA Talk Radio. Peace out.
You're listening to To the Max. Only on LA Talk Radio.